Well, I talk to a lot of young people, And so getting to help them with kind of that first step into adulthood too, right? You know, like when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you never think about these things.
You're invincible.
I didn't think about these things. Heck, sometimes I still don't think about these things. And help them. So that way when they call and they say, hey, I got an unfortunate diagnosis, I need to make a claim, they're covered. You know, the last thing I want is for someone to call me and say, I didn't get that cancer policy, but I just got diagnosed and now I need one.
I am a two-time cancer survivor. I had a cancer policy. When my husband said, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to get life insurance, we're going to do this, I've got us both signed up for a cancer policy. I'm like, why?
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and just local organization leaders, learn about who they are, what they do, and just the passion behind their story. We're so glad to have you joining us today as I interview with Miss Emily Byram. She is with Combined Insurance. And she is pretty freaking phenomenal, and I've known her for a minute, and you are going to get to know all about her and what sets her apart in business. Ms. Emily, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I need to know all the things. I mean, I know a lot of the things, but I need to know all of the things.
Okay.
So let's go back a minute. Tell me all about you, what you did, where you grew up. Did you intend to be in this line of business? Did this just end up evolving? Tell me all about you.
Yeah, insurance was never the plan.
I hear that a lot.
Wasn't the plan. But yeah, no, I grew up in the Memphis area for the most part and went away for college and came back and kind of fell into sales as a beginning of my journey. And then worked my way up into management in a similar but different industry. And, you know, things happened. And here I had a partner that was in the insurance space. And for some reason, I always told my husband that if, you know, we ever had, if I ever had the opportunity where I could go commission only, he would, you know, and kind of be kind of an entrepreneur type spirit, that I'd want to take that shot. And we were in a position where I could, and I had a partner that was beating down my door, a referral partner that is. And, Robin's fantastic. And, you know, she wanted to give me that opportunity and let me be a leader in the space. And so I took the shot and here we are.
That's awesome. So getting involved with Combined, what made you, other than Robin's influence in that area, what about their mission, about their vision, what gave you that confidence to say, okay, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. You know, when you've worked with small businesses for a long time and the people who own them and, you know, take care of their people and so on and so forth, you learn that, you know, people want to take care of people. And when Robin came to me with the opportunity with Combined, I was looking for a company that really cared about people and kind of took a different approach in the insurance space, because it's not a fun conversation to ever have. You know, I talk about things that are unlikely, you know, are unlikely, but very likely situations.
Yeah.
All day, every day with people. And you just want to wait. Like, what keeps me going is waking up every morning knowing that, like, I'm going to go find somebody to help because they need this. They need to be protected. What if something happens? You know, what if someone gets a diagnosis? What if someone has an accident, can't go to work? You know, how are they going to pay their bills? You know, I think that when you put people first, and that's what Combined does as well, it kind of takes precedence over, you know, just, okay, how much money can I make? Yeah. Or I want to be in insurance because everyone says it's a good industry to be in. So when you really put people first and their livelihoods first, I think that's what makes it such a good industry to be in. And then, you know, working with Combined, I really think that's what they do. You know, we always say faith and family first. So that, you know, we can go out and help people with that mission behind us as well.
So what all insurance things does Combined offer?
So we do all supplemental. So anything from accident, critical illness, cancer, your disability, life insurance, those types of policies. When you think about, you know, what gaps do I need to fill in? What if I was to get a diagnosis? What if I was to fall and break my arm? Those types of coverage that are more of like a cash benefit type of thing for individuals and, you know, employers that are looking to provide something or just offer, you know, benefits for their employees.
Okay. What sets Combine apart from some of the other ones? Because there are a ton of different insurance companies out there. I know working in the chamber, we have networking events and there could very well be four, even five different insurance people in the room. Now, some of them may be, okay, well, we only take care of this kind of stuff. Like we only do Medicare or we only do, you know, home auto stuff. But even in the realm of just your niche of that type of insurance, there's still a vast amount of it. So what sets Combine apart from all the others?
Yeah, you know, we've been a company for over 100 years, working more on the individual side of things. So we've been doing supplemental insurance for a very long time. I think we started in 1922, so very long time. Started knocking on doors, you know, really working with individuals, types of people. And then we, Chubb came to Combined a while ago and said, you know, hey, like we're looking for the worksite space. And Chubb partnered with Combined and has been that backing on, you know, the business side so that now we can do both. So I think that that's the biggest, you know, one of the bigger differences is that, you know, as your local insurance agent, I can work both with the small entrepreneur that's just them and I can work with your business that has 100 employees plus to give different options for people depending on where their gaps are, right? So someone may not need the whole slew of things, but someone might. So really making sure that we're being a little more, flexible with people so that we can build something that fits their needs. I think the biggest differentiator is the people, right? You know, we're not a small company by any means, but we're here, we're local, we're willing to work with you. You're going to see my face. You're going to see my team's face. You're going to see people are, you know, some of our team that's in Nashville, you could see their faces. They're in town, quite a bit as well. And so having that local presence makes a really big difference and being able to have someone's cell phone that you can call when you need it, whether it be help with claims or, you know, really anything. You know, I always tell even my employers, you have my cell phone number. If an employee needs help with something, give it to them. Let me talk to them. Let me help them with their claims. Let me help them with this. If they need additional coverage, like let me help them with these things so that they don't feel like they're on an island. Like I feel like sometimes in insurance, we've taken that personal, the people away from it. And that's any industry. You know, we've taken the people out of it. People want to talk to people. They don't want to call a 1-800 number. They don't want to call and talk to a robot. They want to talk to people. And I think that's a really big difference.
That is definitely huge because a lot of times with us being in the digital age like we are, that's what you get. You've got to hit 3 for a real person. Well, did you really mean you needed to talk to a real person? I can help you with that. And you've got to do that like 6 more times to find a real person. So yes, that I agree would absolutely set you apart from a lot of the larger industries. And I didn't realize that you guys had the capabilities because you're relatively new to the chamber, the capabilities of not just handling smaller businesses, but that you literally have the partnership with Chubb and the capabilities of handling even large corporate clients. So no matter where you are in your business journey, you can help them and give them what they need. That's fantastic.
And I think that's why, you know, that was a big selling point for me when I started in this industry was that I had that capability. You know, when I've worked with other people in the past, it's been, oh, you can only sell, you can only talk to these types of businesses. And here's what your niche should be. And with Combined, I can talk to anybody. It could be an individual person. It could be a, you know, a corporation. It doesn't matter. We have things that can meet the needs of everybody.
So how has the things that you've done previously helped build and mold what you do now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think, you know, some of what I've done previously, you know, I was in more of the HR compliance payroll space prior mm-hmm. to this. And so I partnered with a lot of insurance people, insurance brokers. I partnered with Robin, who's now our agency leader. And so I really got to learn some of the industry, some part of the industry. I think the other thing is that I learned, you know, why business owners don't offer insurance sometimes. And some of it's just the admin side of things. And having that administration burden of, okay, I don't know how to do a deduction. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do this, because it is, it's a very confusing piece of it to say the least. And am I in compliance? And so having learned the compliance side of payroll and HR in my background there, to moving towards the insurance side and really taking a deeper dive into the compliance and all the things that come with, you know, offering benefits, it kind of goes hand in hand together. You know, I'm talking to the same people. I'm still talking to the insurance, you know, to other brokers and other partners. I'm still talking with, you know, the business owner, the HR manager. I'm talking to the same types of people, just about something slightly different. So I've been able to kind of shift that focus there after learning about all the compliance and things that go with HR and owning a business and so on and so forth in different states, you know, my 5 years prior.
That's awesome. And that allows you to be able to navigate, I think, those waters even better, because now, as you're saying, okay, every business and every person, you need these items. Mm-hmm. And while, yeah, it was probably a headache, I can help you through that too, because mm-hmm. I already know what that looks like over here.
And I tell them that all the time.
I love that. That's huge. No wonder Robin wanted you to come on board.
I told someone the other day, they were very nervous. One of my clients was very nervous about, okay, so you're going to send me the deduct, you know, they've gotten their employees insured, which is the first step. Yeah. And they've gotten their employees covered. And then the next step is, okay, how do I, like, when am I going to get my deduction summaries, and how do I do this, and where does it go, and is it pre-tax or post-tax? And because of my background being what it is, I can easily answer those questions of, okay, you're going to go here. And sometimes, depending on who you're using, I can even tell you what buttons to push. And I tell them that from the get-go, you know, like, listen, this is my background. Yes. I can help you here too. Not saying I'm a professional by any means.
But I've seen it. Yes. I love that. That's awesome.
And I've heard all the pain points that come with it.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. So, okay, I've known you for a minute on a personal level, and you have the personality and just the heart to be able to almost magically get people to open up. Like, just, you're very relational. So I know that plays a huge role in building the relationships as you're going out. What is something that you would say for someone that is maybe new to the same type of industry that you're getting into? What can you tell them is a key component to getting these people to be able to trust them? Because they're discussing some very personal and, I mean, deep things mm-hmm. to be able to look for the right stuff. you know, does your family have a history of cancer? Well, that's a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. So what would you give another person getting into the same line of work that you're doing?
I think the answer to that question is a multitude of things. You know, I think some of it is opening up personally to other people. I'm an open book, so if you got a question, I'm probably going to answer it. And so when you're having these conversations, people are looking to relate to people. And so you have to be open enough to share those experiences yourself. So I always tell, you know, I tell personal experiences. You know, I was in a car wreck 5 years ago and had to have surgery on my foot. And so when I'm walking you through your accident plan, I'm using that as an example. It's my own personal story.
Yeah.
And so then we're already opening up into their personal stories. Like, have they known someone who is in that situation? Mine was during COVID. Like, I totaled my car in the middle of COVID, which was lots of fun.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine.
And I didn't have an accident policy at the time, and I was in sales and all the things. And so when you think about those things, it's like, you know what? I'm getting an accident policy now because I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, that's usually how we learn most of our lessons.
That's how we learn things, right? But I think, you know, that's just a real high level example. But when you start telling other people, you know, a little bit about you, they start to feel more comfortable opening up as well, which almost sounds like it wouldn't, but it does.
Yeah.
I think the second part of that is, for the lack of better words, hush and listen. Because if you just ask the question and then sit back and listen to someone, and then you can go, hey, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry that you went through that. Let's make sure your family's covered. Heaven forbid something happened to you. You know, I always use the examples of, you know, we see bad things happen all the time. Social media is at the tips of our fingers.
Yeah.
You know, and every time I see something bad happen where people are doing meal trains or GoFundMes or whatever the case may be, you know, looking for donations, like, I have the, you know, I always feel a calling to give to them for sure. But then I think, had I only met that person, like, their family would have been taken care of if I only met that person. And so I think that as you're getting into this industry and you're touching it, talking about touchy subjects, and some of it could be recent, you know, it's good to share as you're, you know, give examples in your own life, but also just sit back and listen to somebody as you're asking those questions. You know, do you have a family history? You know, is this something that you're concerned about? Could you, heaven forbid, you were driving down 240 and someone hit you and you didn't make it? Could your family afford to bury you? You know, you're having a lot of these touchy subjects, and we laugh a lot when I talk to people because I try to make it light and fun, because who wants to talk about death and accidents and cancer all the time? But, you know, we try to make it light and fun, and I try to be, you know, lighter about it than most, but it is a touchy subject. And so when you're sitting back and you're just listening to people and their stories and getting to know them, they feel a little more open to talking with you about it. And then if you share a little bit about your, about yourself too, it always helps when I get to meet some of the, you know, some of your employees before I go in and do open enrollment. That way they at least see a face they, you know, they recognize.
Yeah.
You know, but as I'm sitting down with owners, you know, a lot of them have stories about, hey, I had an employee come to me, you know, last week and they were in an accident. We didn't have an accident plan or whatever the case may be. You know, they couldn't come to work for 2 weeks because this happened. I want to make sure that they're covered. You know, a lot of owners and employers and small business and large, they want to take care of their people. And that's where a lot of our conversations come from, is them wanting to take care of their people and then their people wanting to be covered and feel secure in what, you know, and heaven forbid something happened, unfortunately.
So as you're getting really hitting the ground running in this company now and doing what you do, I mean, I've seen a little bit more of a light even coming out of you, that you have really, you're hitting your stride and you found something that you are passionate about. I love that very, very much. What so far has been one of the biggest joys or biggest motivators that has happened since you started working with Combined?
Yeah, you know, I think that getting back out into the field and just talking with people, right? And watching, you know, I have a team underneath me, and watching them feel passionate about something is another big factor for me. You know, I always tell my teams, as I've been in leadership for a long time, but I've always told my teams, like, look, like, you make money, I make money, we're all happy.
Absolutely.
But you find something you're passionate about, and then I can be passionate for you, right? I want you to hit your goals and the things that you want in life.
Yeah.
And I want to be there alongside you as you do. And so I think that there's a light that comes with that and that side of things. I think there's also some light that comes with, you know, like I've had a couple of really rough years, and being able to help people despite that, you know, seeing things in my own life where, hey, if my family had only had this, or had I only started doing this a little bit sooner. It makes to me that kind of lights that fire, right? Of I just want to help people. And when I was, you know, I worked in the sports industry before I got into the payroll HR side of things, and seeing the light and like, okay, I was there for someone's engagement and I helped plan that. And I got to see, you know, your 10-year-old kid's first game. And I got to see some of those things that happen in a family. And I'm not on the happy side of that so much anymore, but I can prevent things that could be a little less happy for them.
Yeah.
And luckily for me, I get to sit down and talk with people and, you know, and help them in that aspect of things, you know, because it's not fun to talk about. None of it is.
Well, okay. So the talking about cancer and all that stuff. No, it's not. But at the same time, personal testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 2-time cancer survivor now. I had a cancer policy. When my husband said, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to get life insurance, we're going to do this, I've got us both signed up for a cancer policy. I'm like, why? There's no history of cancer on either side of our families.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Cancer apparently doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if anybody in your family's ever had it before or not.
No.
And so, yes, blessings that I had a cancer policy before I needed it.
Yeah.
And that I still kept it and 6 years later still needed it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, regardless if you think it's possible or not, it's possible.
It's possible.
So
it is. And it's unfortunate. And, you know, when I talk to because of some of the industries that I work with, I talk to a lot of young people, And so getting to help them with kind of that first step into adulthood too, right? Yeah. You know, like when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you never think about these things.
You're invincible.
I didn't think about these things. Heck, sometimes I still don't think about these things. You know, you think you're invincible. You think that in your 40s and 50s sometimes. But, you know, then you get rude awakenings occasionally.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people get rude awakenings and it sucks and it's sad. And, you know, being able to protect people before that happens, that's the big thing. Yeah. And help them. So that way when they call and they say, hey, I got an unfortunate diagnosis, I need to make a claim, they're covered. You know, the last thing I want is for someone to call me and say, I didn't get that cancer policy, but I just got diagnosed and now I need one. I'm not gonna be able to help you at that point.
Right.
There might be some other things that we can do, but not that cancer policy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you have claims that, you know, hey, like I need to make a claim. It's 15 years later. Like I want to be able to help you with that. And I think that's the beauty of the industry that I'm in too, is those the longevity of relationships. You know, you sign someone up and they're covered and you feel comfortable that they're covered and confident that they're going to be covered. Heaven forbid something happen one day. You know, you talk to them occasionally and then they call you 10 years later and they need something. Yeah. And it's like, hey, I've got you covered. I can help.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. So looking ahead to the new year, what is something that you're really excited about professionally that's coming?
Ooh, so many things. So many things.
We'll only pick a couple because it's only a 30-minute podcast.
I know. That's unfortunate. You know I like to talk. I think a couple of things, you know, our team in this area is growing, so that's super exciting. You know, we're going to have quite a few newer faces that are coming around and working alongside me and the team. So that's very exciting, being able to grow to that capability. I think the other thing is, you know, we've kind of started rolling out, you know, our partnership with the chamber and the block offer that we're offering to the members just as a member benefit. And that's been, you know, starting to have those conversations with members. And so that's been very exciting to be able to offer them something in a unique capacity that, you know, not everybody can, you know, say that they offer. So so that's been really exciting, and having some of those conversations with, you know, with the South Haven Chamber members and working with them to find what fits best for them, whether it be individually for themselves as an owner or for their employees, if they have any, or even just your entrepreneur real estate, or, you know, I think about some of those people that, hey, like insurance has always been hard to get. It doesn't have to be that hard anymore. Yeah. And so I'm excited to see where that goes. And hopefully we can continue to help those that are, you know, part of the chamber as members and even future members as they come on board.
Absolutely. Because anybody that's not a chamber member is just a new chamber member we hadn't met yet.
Amen to that. So,
I love it. So we ask everybody when they come on the podcast, what is something that you have found either personally, professionally, that has been an asset since you joined the chamber? Something that you've either learned, gleaned, that you say has made an impact in your life?
Ooh. I mean, I think for me, it's the relationships, right? Like I have found, and not just professional relationships, you know, I've had, they all started as professional relationships, but they've turned into really good friendships. You know, it's no secret. I live all the way in Tipton County and I come down here to South Haven for chamber meetings. Yes. So, which is an hour drive in case anybody doesn't know. And I think, you know, I do that because of the relationships that I've been able to build here. And whether that be referral relationships that have come professionally or just really good friendships. You know, when you love what you do and you love the people that you work with and partner with, you're not going to work.
Absolutely.
And that's the best part about it, I think. I also think just having, you know, the staff here at the South Haven Chamber is phenomenal. And not to, you know, not to build your ego too big.
Right? You know, keep me humble now. Come on. No.
But anytime I need something, I know I can call, or anytime I'm like, okay, I don't know who the right person to talk to here is, you know I can make a phone call and probably find out a really good answer or find someone who knows.
Absolutely.
Which is a really big, you know, help for me professionally, especially as I've, you know, tried to build a book of business with several different industries now as a part of the chamber and chamber member. So I think that's a couple of the big things. But I would say, you know, for me, it's definitely the relationships that I've built here, you know, both personally and professionally.
Oh, shucks.
I know.
Cool beans. Well, we do. We love you. And I love the fact that you see the value, not just in the chamber itself, but that you, from day one, have done all the things. Like, you don't just show up and go, okay, I joined the chamber. That's all I do. No, you come to the stuff. You invest in the people. You have made a difference because you built those relationships. That's how they turned into friendships and business, because people don't do business with people they don't like.
No, They don't, especially in the insurance industry.
Yeah, it's already not a sexy topic anyway, but if I, yeah, it makes a difference.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, when you're in my position and especially starting in a new industry, right? You know, I've only been in the insurance space for 8 or so months now, and to be able to lean on not only the chamber, but other insurance professionals that are a part of the chamber, even though they might not be doing the same type of insurance as me, has been super helpful in order to, you know, just to keep going. Because you do have hard days, you know, like I go and knock on business doors, and a lot of business owners, not members, but others, sometimes they slam the door in your face. You're the fifth one to walk in. And that makes for hard days. But then you've got the nice, bright, smiling face of the person you know next door that is welcoming, and they want you to come in and talk with them and see how you can help. And maybe you're not able to help right now, but maybe you can help in 6 months. Yeah. And so really building upon those relationships there as well. You know, that makes all the difference.
Well, in the last 8 months, like you said, that you've been, you know, in this lane, is there a particular story, person that you've been able to meet to help that has made an impact on you? Your first wow moment yet?
Oh, goodness. I think there's been several small wow moments, you know, like you meet different people and who are, you know, because I made the jump from a W-2 corporate world to, hey, I'm now my own person.
Yeah.
And so being able to talk with others who have done the same, you know, in friendships within the chamber, you know, particularly a lot of different members, mostly those that have served as ambassadors with me when I was in the payroll space, that had already made that jump a long time ago, to be able to help be like, listen, like you're on the right course, you're on the right track, you're going to get this. Like the first 6 months is hard, and then all of a sudden you're going to find your passion and everything's been great.
So we've had 2 months of great then, so is what had, you're telling me.
2 or 3 months of great.
Awesome.
But yeah, I think that there's, you know, there's too many to name or else we'd be sitting here all day. Yes. But yeah, I think that there's been several from, you know, everywhere from other insurance people to, you know, travel and real estate and all of those different types of industries that have kind of made that jump, that have helped be like, look, like once this becomes fun, you're never going to turn back.
I love that. And I'm really excited to see what you do this year.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
I think it's going to be a great year.
We made it past the first 6 months, so it's going to be a great year. That's right. I love it. Well, I am really excited to see what you do this coming year. And I am thankful that you were able to come and hang out with me for a little while.
Me too. Guys, it's always fun.
If you haven't gotten insurance for your family, you need to be protected. You don't know what's coming. Stuff happens, man. It happens. And Miss Emily with Combined Insurance can help you make that situation as easy to navigate as possible. So reach out to Combined Insurance. Her information is going to be down below on this little screen. So reach out to her. Let her see what she can do to help you, to help your businesses. And we will see you next time. If you haven't done so, also click that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.